This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
5 a.m., I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel. Because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at BestWestern.com.
Welcome to the Range Podcast. I'm Ricky Brule, and with me is Jake Hollywood Iverson. Join us at the Archery Range, where we'll tell stories from the hunt, discuss technical bow shooting tactics and gear, and pick the brains of some of the most successful people to ever shoot a bow. Whether you're about to shoot that X for the win or send an arrow at a trophy buck, this podcast is for you. Range Podcast is brought to you by Vapor Trail Archery, makers of the best bowstrings money can buy, originators of limb-driven arrow rest technology, and innovators of stokerized stabilizer systems. Welcome to the Range, everybody. I'm your host, Ricky Brule, and this is our segment of Shiny Objects. If you didn't get a chance, be sure to head back, listen to our previous episode with Nate Thomas of the Missouri Woods and Waters podcast. We have a great conversation about the hunter decline myth, and then also we talk a little bit about being a dad and just getting the kids out hunting and doing all that kind of stuff. So make sure you head back. Excellent episode. You won't be disappointed. This is our segment of Shiny Objects. Doesn't necessarily have to be an object. It can be, you know, an upcoming hunt. It can be a piece of gear. It can be a new song, a book, you name it. It's your shiny object. So, Nate, what is your current shiny object, man?
Oh, this is going to be so basic, but this question has come up a lot lately. So we have been emailed this question at least 6 times in the last week. And we also got messaged on Instagram a few times. So it's at the top of my mind right now. And that is my broadhead. Everybody wants to know what broadhead you're shooting. What, you know, like, oh, are you doing fixed blade, mechanical? So I will say it just seems like not a lot of people know about this broadhead. And so I told you this earlier in the show, but I'm shooting a Sever 1.5-inch mechanical broadhead this season for whitetail. And mechanicals, they get this, like, this rap that they are less quality than fixed blades because a mechanical head is, you know, mechanical. However, if you ever are bored, you should look up a guy on YouTube called Lusk Archery Adventures. His name is John Lusk, and he has this really robust testing platform for all different types of broadheads. And when I was buying my broadheads a few years ago, and anytime I buy broadheads, I look up his videos on these broadheads and he tests them. He puts them through all kinds of different tests, cinder blocks, shooting them through gel, how much penetration do they get, how do they hold up, shoots them through metal plates just to see like what type of, you know, how the materials hold up. And there is one mechanical that I can remember getting really high scores in the durability test, and that is the Sever. So we bought them 2 years ago, maybe three seasons ago, honestly, now that I think about it. And they have, Andy shot a buck with the Sever broadheads, shot the buck forward, unfortunately, and still blew through the shoulder with a mechanical blade. And you should look into the Sever, and that's S-E-V-R. S-E-V-R. Mm-hmm. They're out of Northwest America somewhere, I think in Oregon or Washington somewhere. But they're really cool. And so my shiny object is the Sever mechanical broadheads. Mm-hmm. I think they're quality broadhead, and you know, they fly straight because mechanicals obviously aren't easy to shoot. You know, typically you just screw them on and start shooting, right? Going through what I went through before with a fixed blade setup, which I've always been a fixed blade guy, the last fixed blades I had, they didn't fly very well. It was hard for me to get them tuned. When I went to these Severs, it was just like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
Start firing, right? So that's my shiny object. You should look into the Sever mechanicals. And by the way, we are not sponsored by them. I don't even know who they are. So I'm not getting anything from this. We are not sponsored by Sever, although that'd be cool. We would take it, but, there's no tie in there at all.
Mm-hmm. No, that's cool. I know a lot of people, I just had an interview with, James Blankenbeckler of Open Season TV last week, and he's shooting those broadheads as well. I've shot both, you know, fixed and mechanical. The main reason I moved to a mechanical was because there was a particular bow that I bought, just could not get a fixed blade to fly out of it well, switched over to a mechanical, and then I've never really had an issue since. And I think part of it is, you know, my shooting ability's gotten better, my tuning ability's gotten better, and so there's a lot of those factors that probably play into that as well. But more recently I haven't been doing a lot of Western stuff, so I could probably really get away with any broadhead as like, you know, flight goes. But this year, you know, and this is part of my shiny object, I've talked about it a million times, but I finally drew that North Dakota tag, so I'm going to be practicing out to further distances. And I'm actually making a switch. I've shot Grim Reaper broadheads for over a decade, and I'm going to switch over to the G5 Mega Meat this year, mainly because I'll be shooting a prime bow. And so, you know, I've got some relationships with G5 and with Prime, and so they're going to send me some broadheads, and I'm going to shoot those. We have some here in our pro shop, so I've been practicing with them, and they're flying great. So, I've heard a lot of good things about the Sever broadhead too. I know a handful of people that are going to be shooting them, including yourself. So
there was another broadhead I thought about using this year. I just never got around to buying them because I didn't really need to. And they're actually out of Minnesota or Michigan, somewhere up there. Wrecked broadheads. They only make two broadheads. They make a mechanical and they make a fixed. I think it's Wrecked. Starts with an R. And I saw them at ATA and they were really good looking. Wreck broadheads. So people should look into them too because they look like really high quality. REK, Wreck broadheads.
I'm familiar. Yeah.
And so they've got like a fixed blade version and a mechanical version, and that's it. They don't have like 400 options. Not that that's a bad thing, but sometimes I'm like, holy shit, like which fixed blade of yours should I buy? There's 40 of them, you know, and sometimes it's overwhelming, you know, for some folks. And it's kind of nice to be like, hey, this is our fixed blade option. This is our other. I got to shoot, they gave me a sample fixed one and I shot it a few times and it flew really good. I just didn't feel the need to go buy five more when I had these Severs that have been great to me. So the Severs are cool. Are what's going to stay. So yeah, I'm excited about it. I actually got them out the other day to make sure they're all good and I didn't need to go buy more. And they're ready to go.
Heck yeah, man. That's awesome. Well, folks, that brings us to the end of this episode. Nate, where can people find you if they want to get in touch with you, man?
Yeah, so if you want to listen to our show, just type Missouri Woods and Water. You'll find it on any podcasting platform, Sportsman's Empire Network as well. If you want to follow us on social media and subject yourself to that, because there's not a whole lot of it. We don't love social media, so we don't do great with it. You can check us out just at Missouri Woods and Water. We are on YouTube now also, Missouri Woods and Water there as well. So, yeah, check us out. And we're just three buddies, family members, buddies, who love to talk about hunting and just have fun. So, yeah, check us out.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, and I'll put some of those links in the show notes as well. So if anybody wants to refer to that, make sure you check out the show notes, and there should be some links there to get you all things Missouri Woods and Water, not wilderness, woods and water. So, well, thank you so much for your time today, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't forget to follow us at The Range Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, as well as Vapor Trail Archery and Stoker Eye Stabilizers. You can find the video version of this episode on the Vapor Trail YouTube channel, so please head on over, subscribe, give us a like, and hit that bell so you can be up to date on all things archery. If you're listening, do me a favor, give us a 5-star rating and review on whichever platform you're currently listening on. And with that, we're going to pack up our bows and arrows, and we're hitting the range. Have a great day, everybody.
Vapor Trail is now offering an exclusive discount to the Range Podcast listeners. Enter promo code TRP15, that's TRP15, at checkout for 15% off VTX bowstrings and Vapor Trail and Stoker Eye branded t-shirts, hats, and other gear.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.